kiss.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Israel's war cabinet meeting late into the night, discussing a possible hostage deal for the release of some of the more than 200 people being held by Hamas. It's an agreement mediated by officials from Qatar, and it is not a done deal yet. More tributes for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter after her death this weekend at the age of 96. ABC's Morgan Norwood says she was equal partners with her husband before and after they went to the White House.
She was the first First Lady to maintain her own office in the East Wing while also attending her husband's cabinet meetings and traveling to meet with heads of state. As she would write in her memoir, "I was more a political partner than a political wife." Her husband calling her an almost equal extension of myself. Mrs. Carter was also a champion for mental health.
This is ABC News. With major advertisers jumping X over concerns about anti-Semitism,
Apple, IBM, Lionsgate, Paramount, and ABC parent company Disney have pulled their ads from X, formerly Twitter. The departures started Thursday when Musk agreed with a post echoing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that falsely claims Jews are organizing immigrants to replace the white race. That same day, the advocacy group Media Matters reported that X places ads for major brands next to pro-Nazi content. Musk then writing, "The split-second court opens on Monday. X will be filing a thermonuclear lawsuit against Media Matters and all those who colluded in this fraudulent attack on our company." Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Also in court today, arguments over a possible gag order for former President Trump. A federal appeals court in Washington will hear the case. Prosecutors want the gag order back in place in the case over charges that Mr. Trump plotted to overturn the 2020 election. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Congress has a chance to pass a bipartisan budget now that a federal government shutdown has been averted again, although she says she's disappointed aid for Ukraine and Israel were taken out.
I hope that as soon as we return to session the week after next, that we can immediately take up the emergency funding for humanitarian relief and for Ukraine and for Israel.
The stopgap bill would keep the government funded until early February. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at his home. He is survived by his three children, John Rose of Colfax, Joe Rose of Plymouth, Minnesota, and Heidi Pipcorn of Elk Mound. Further survived by 7 grandchildren, by his brother, Paul Rose of Butternut, and by his sister, Judy Peterson of Park Falls. Survived also by his special niece, Molly, and many other nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut on Monday, November 20th at 1 p.m. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church Monday from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls. Bernice M. Watland, age 100, of Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at Marshfield Hospital in Minocqua. She is survived by her 2 daughters, Nancy Lee Nelson of Westfield, and by Cora Lee Erickson of Minocqua. Survived also by 5 grandchildren, by 7 great-grandchildren, and by 1 great-great-granddaughter, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Monday, November 20th, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice M. Watland, age 100, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood in Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Okay, Kohl's Black Friday deals have no business being this good. I just got 50% off an Amazon smart home device. Plus, with the 15% off going on, I scored a throw blanket and pillow for under $9 each and saved 50% on PJs for my family. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. Yep, I think it's time to go back to Kohl's for round 2. Select styles. Amazon coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. Offers end November 22nd. 15% off ends November 24th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today for high near 42. Winds will be out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Tonight looks cloudy for low around 28 with a south wind up to 5. Tuesday only gets up to 38 with mostly cloudy skies, and we'll have a northwest wind up to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. Wednesday will be partly sunny for high near 39, and we'll have a southwest wind now of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. Thursday will be mostly sunny for high near 27 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 31 degrees.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes Monday night on Arrowhead Stadium. Philadelphia Eagles will be visiting the Chiefs in a rematch of the Super Bowl. Philadelphia is 8-1 heading into the game. Kansas City is 7-2. Around the league Sunday, Cleveland beat Pittsburgh 13-10. The Rams over Seattle 17-16. Cowboys beat Carolina 33-10, while the Lions took care of the Bears 31-26. It was Green Bay 23, the Chargers 20. Houston beat Arizona 21-16. Jacksonville over Tennessee 34-14. Dolphins 20, Las Vegas 13, Giants 31, Washington 19. San Francisco beat Tampa Bay 27-14. Buffalo knocked off the Jets by a score of 32-6. This is SRN Sports. Looking now to the NHL, a game that went overtime. Toronto taking care of Minnesota. Final there was 4-3. Philadelphia 5, Columbus 2. Pittsburgh shut out Vegas 3-0. Buffalo 3, Chicago 2, and St. Louis 3, Anaheim 1. Over in the National Basketball Association, Philadelphia 121, Brooklyn 99. It was Orlando 128, Indiana 116. Toronto took care of Detroit in a big way, 142-113. Sacramento beat Dallas 129-113. It was Cleveland 121, Denver 109. Boston nipped Memphis 102-100. Phoenix 140, Utah 137. And Oklahoma City had an easy time with Portland winning 134-91. This is SRN Sports.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Bucks travel east to play the Washington Wizards tonight at the Capital One Arena. The Bucks put away the Mavericks Saturday night, 132-125. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers keep their bowl game dreams alive after an overtime thriller 24-17 against Nebraska. Wisconsin faces Minnesota in the Twin Cities Saturday afternoon. NFL, the Packers with a 23-20 victory over the Chargers in a hard-fought game. Both Packers running backs Aaron Jones and Emmanuel Wilson going down to injuries. And it's a short week. Green Bay plays the Lions Thursday in an NFL Classic game on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got a really quick turnaround, so we'll take the day to enjoy it. But, yeah, this is going to be a tight turnaround for this week, seeing the Lions. So it's definitely a week that we got to just focus on getting our bodies back and studying up on the Lions again.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
State high school football championships held over the weekend. Let's take a look at the state champs in Division 7. Edgar, the Marrowwood Conference team, they defeat Black Hawk by a score of 36-6 to take the D7 title. In Division 6, another Marrowwood team, Stratford, they were a winner over Darlington as Stratford wins that one 10-7 in a field goal. It was quite a finish in that contest. A long field goal was the winner for Stratford. In Division 5, it was Aquinas topping Wrightstown 32-13 for the championship. Division 4 of state football had Lodi topping Luxembourg Casco 38-14. In Division 3, Rice Lake, a state champion, they beat Grafton 28-20. In Division 2, it was Badger 34 and Wanakee 33. And in Division 1, Marquette with a 26-10 win over Franklin. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
We've all noticed old people will come out of retirement to cook something for the holiday. And the older you are, the better your gravy is. That's how that works. I don't know why, but I'm curious. I'm paying attention. I'm trying to learn. Near as I could tell, you have to have an arthritic grip on a fork and some sort of palsy to get all the lumps out. Get a good dew on it. Grandma stopped taking her pills last week. This is going to be the best gravy ever. She made meringue in 12 seconds this afternoon. She's faster than the mixer. That's a house record.
It's November, and we members of the Greater City Merchants Association want you to know we don't give a rat's patootie about Thanksgiving. Christmas is where the money is. Thanksgiving, you buy one lousy turkey and some cranberries, and it's over. But for Christmas, you gotta buy gifts out the wazoo for dozens of people. So get to it! Pilgrim Schmilgrims, we got plastic reindeer and LED Santas to unload. We're up to our eyeballs in red and green sweaters, decorations, appliances, jewelry, and crap for your tree. We make 80% of our money on Christmas, so pull out the plastic and start buying!
This message brought to you by the Greater...
Who cares? I said go buy stuff! Now!
Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love
the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening. 98Q Country.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Got nothing rock and roll. But when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar down a memory. Before you spend your money, babe, play a song.
Till the end, girl, I'm turning up the tender. She can have anybody that she wants. likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon of city nights, and I ain't scared to get off in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stink it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end of the turn.
Temperatures rising to about 43. If you have the day off and you get to go out and tromp around in the woods, I think you'll like the day out there. 24 is what we're waking up to. 43 is the forecasted high with a partly sunny sky and a southeast wind at 6 to 13. That's the lightest that the winds will be here for a couple of days. Not crazy windy, but moving enough. Temperatures near 40 for tomorrow and Wednesday, and high temps will be low mid-30s for the remainder of the gun deer season, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Of course, the 9-day traditional gun deer season is always encompassed and surrounded by the bow season and the youth hunt and the smoke stick and the other stuff. So it isn't the end, but it still is the traditional 9-day gun deer season. We'll be back on the air tonight after Bucks basketball. We have Bucks basketball on the air, so we got to dance around that a little bit. Tonight, the Bucks tap at 6, and they should be done a little bit after 8 or so, if it doesn't go crazy on us. But we will jump on the air immediately following the buzzer and take your calls live tonight. It was good to see. We didn't hear from the Bug Man last night, but we did get an email from him. So he wanted to let us know that it was another great day in the woods. They didn't get anything. I know people like to, they're hanging on the edge of their seats to see if the Bug Man got anything, and he didn't. So, had a good show last night. That was a lot of fun. Some good callers. As always, we will archive the first couple of days' shows. I'm working on that this morning. It's downloading and computing and thinking and doing what it's got to do. And all the prizes that were given away also are being uploaded and should be there by later this morning. The prize packs are just unbelievable this year. Get us your photos. Because, again, this year, Essential Shooting Supplies has given away a gun to the best youth photo. And also, we have a real nice prize pack for the best camp, kind of adult photo, I guess. You know, your hunting camp and anything not youth-related. Get your photos to us just at some point, you know, this week. We don't judge... the photos until after the season's over. So sometime this week, grab the phone and, you know, pop a few pictures of you guys playing cribbage or whatever you want to do and shoot it to us, WCQM@civicmedia.us, WCQM@civicmedia.us. Packers win, Lions win, Vikings lose, Bears lose. Bears lost to the Lions. How'd the Bears lose that game yesterday? That was... He just knew it was coming. It wasn't on the tube because they played the same time as the Packers, but I was looking at the score, and I saw the Lions were down two scores with like 7-8 minutes to go, and I'm like, eh. The Lions have a tendency to come back, and the Bears have a tendency to not hold leads, and the Bears ended up winning that game, or the Lions ended up winning that game. It looks like this is going to be the Lions' season to win the division. I'm not convinced they're going to go much farther than that. I think they'll win that division. The Vikings, that's a bit of like a 3-game lead now. But the Vikings do play the Lions 2 out of the last 3 weeks of the season. And the Vikings, the only reason the Vikings lose is because they turn the ball over. They had a -3 turnover ratio yesterday and still almost won it at the end of the game. So I still think the Vikings are a pretty good team. Again, they're 6-5, but... And those 5 losses, I think their turnover ratio is like -15 or so. And the Packers, they just kind of took care of things. I mean, it wasn't a fancy win over the Chargers. But, boy, when you're a young team like that and you can go out at home, excite the fan base, and get things going, that's nice. I mean, they're a play away. It's just football, it just amazes me. And I'm guilty of it, too. The fan mentality. How one little thing, one drop pass. I mean, if that Charger receiver catches that ball toward the end of the game, he was open, and the ball hit him, like, right, it almost knocked him out. It was such a good throw. It was right there, and he dropped it. And if he makes that catch, all of a sudden the wine line after the game is, fire the coach, fire everybody, this is horrible. And then he drops that pass, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that was a good win. I think we're on the right track. I think everything's going to be all right. It's just crazy that these large behemoth male sapiens, homo sapiens, they go out there and they just throw themselves all over the field, and there's injuries, and when someone gets hurt, we go to a commercial and we come back and then we analyze the entire 3 hours of carnage by saying, no, I think we're a good team, because it was based on one guy just dropping a pass who was open. It's crazy. I'm guilty of it, too. It's a crazy. And that's why we like football, because it's crazy. And there is, we don't want to admit it. I mean, NASCAR is popular because people, they're like, I wonder if he's going to crash. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is. And that's what football is. We haven't admitted it over the years, but that's what it is right now. Football is just like, oh my gosh, that guy's really hurt bad. And it happens every game. And we just kind of, the players are just kind of like, get him off the field, get him under the blue tent. We don't want to see what's going on there. Get the next guy in here and see how long he can last. It's crazy. These linebackers and linemen, they're like, the linebackers are like 260-270 pounds, and they're like, if you saw them without their shirt on, you'd be like, is that real, or is that like some kind of a Halloween costume you've got on your upper body? These guys are just huge. It's crazy. And that's why quarterbacks can't stay healthy, because they've got 350-pound linemen, you know, chiseled like some kind of a biblical creature coming at him. And the quarterback is supposed to drop back in the pocket and analyze the entire field and who's open. In the meantime, danger is looming with a 350-pound lineman just zooming in. Not one, not two, not three, not four, like 7 of them just like waiting to just end their day. It's the craziest and best game ever, the National Football League. Let's get our half-hour update here. ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Israel's war cabinet meeting late into the night, discussing a possible hostage deal for the release of some of the more than 200 people being held by Hamas. It's an agreement mediated by officials from Qatar, and it is not a done deal yet. More tributes for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter after her death this weekend at the age of 96. ABC's Morgan Norwood says she was equal partners with her husband before and after they went to the White House.
She was the first lady to maintain her own office in the East Wing while also attending her husband's cabinet meetings and traveling to meet with heads of state. As she would write in her memoir, "I was more a political partner than a political wife." Her husband calling her an almost equal extension of myself. Mrs. Carter was also a champion for mental health.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks Saturday night. Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. Start the recovery process, the healing process. I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Aspirus DeRoy Terrace Senior Living in Phillips currently has efficiency, 1-bedroom and 2-bedroom units available. This would be a great way to keep your independence and privacy while receiving the flexibility of living options, services, comfort, and convenience of home without all the maintenance responsibilities. They offer 24-hour emergency response, 2 meals a day, daily well-being checks, and a beautiful courtyard with flowers and wildlife to enjoy, and so much more. Please call 715-339-3174 to schedule your tour. Located at 585 Peterson Drive in Phillips.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Busch Light wood tick races and the legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, This hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the thick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Expo Burger. Experience the essence of the Expo at the Expo Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Boy next door or, ooh, handsome stranger. You don't have to choose because Pluto TV has all your rom-com favorites, all for free. It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
With Black Friday savings all month long at the Home Depot, you can get more holiday doing done with appliances that come with all the jingle bells and whistles you could wish for. Like ultra-large capacity LG laundry sets, America's most reliable line of appliances per independent consumer study. Save up to $900 on select laundry sets with Black Friday savings, including top brands like LG at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 Merry Christmas.
Come one, come all to the Hometown Holiday Celebration Saturday, November 25th in Glidden, Wisconsin. Plan for a day of fun, entertainment, and activities for the whole family. There's the Santa Fun Run, the raffle drawings, the craft fair, the Berry Crafty Kids Corner. And kids, Santa Claus is going to make an appearance from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., handing out all kinds of free goodie bags. There will be music in the street and a Santa Paws Parade at 5:15 p.m. All this fun starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 25th. For more information, check out Glidden Area Development Corporation on Facebook or on the web at GliddenWI.org.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today for high near 42. Winds will be out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Tonight looks cloudy for low around 28 with a south wind up to 5. Tuesday only gets up to 38 with mostly cloudy skies and we'll have a northwest wind up to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. Wednesday will be partly sunny for high near 39 and we'll have a southwest wind now of 5 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. Thursday will be mostly sunny for high near 27 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 30 degrees.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left trying to figure this out.
Down, light 'em up, light 'em up, hold 'em tall, hold 'em tall.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Been sitting here tipping back Crown Street, working up the nerve and the words to say, to turn those eyes and that smile my way, no time to waste. Cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move, I better make a move. Somebody else will.
Justin Moore there at 98Q. Beautiful day today, 43, and partly sunny. If you're hunting today, you did good picking today to hunt. Should be a nice day out in the woods. Man, I was just entering in, and we're going to be finishing this up shortly, all of the prizes for the Deer Hunters Roundup. And I know a lot of you aren't in it for the prizes, but some of you, maybe, and whatever, I don't care. There's thousands of dollars worth of prizes. There are five major prize packs that include, now, we'll have it on the website for you to look at, but here's some of the certificates. Like prize pack number one, a $600 recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings, plus gift cards from the Feed and Seed in Fifield, $50, a 25-inch wreath from Barocas, $25 to Northwood Supper Club, $20 to Ridge Runners, and a $100 certificate toward the $100 from Ken's. Ken's down in Phillips for bedding and flooring. That's prize pack number one. Prize pack number two is the Big Dipper prize pack. They've got a Buddy heater valued at $200. They've got a Rhino see-through blind valued at $227. So don't be changing down to your skivvies in there. I get it. Misunderstood. Right, the Rhino see-through blind, $227 value. The Big Dipper sweatshirt, $35 gift certificate to the Big Dipper to go have a bite to eat, and $100 to Wildwoods Taxidermy. That's all prize pack number two. Prize pack number three, this is just general prizes for those of you who contribute to the show via email or you call in, is the Park Falls Building and Hardware prize pack. They got a Nesco food dehydrator, heavy sweatshirt, a nonstick aluminum cookware set, miscellaneous hunting items. They've got a beaver tip-up for ice fishing, plus Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100. Prize pack number four, we've got a lot of stuff from Seed and Feed in Fifield. A Tacticam cellular camera. We got $20 toward Warga. We've got $10 to the Park Falls Family Restaurant. $20 to Heritage Meats and Butternut. $25 to Goble South Fork and Louisville. $100 to Wildwoods Taxidermy. $25 a gift card to Old Deer Nutrition. And $25 to decor to adorn in Park Falls. It's all one prize pack. And the final one from Seed and Feed again is the Dark Ops Full HD Trail Cam that's in there. And you got Wildwood's Taxidermy. You got $50 to St. Croix Rods, courtesy of Tom Miller Electric. You got Ridge Runners with $20. You've got B&B Insurance donating a $25 gift card in that prize pack and a nice 25-inch wreath from Barocco Wreaths. That's just the five major prize packs. Then we got the Best Youth Photo, where Essential Shooting Supplies is providing the gun, the youth rifle. It is the Henry Golden Boy Silver Star 22 caliber youth long rifle. That's one of many prizes in the youth pack. And then we have a more of an adult hunting photo, just kind of a general hunting photo contest also. And the winner of that has all kinds of gift certificates to area businesses. And that's just our main packs. We've got a lot of other prizes. We'll give away gift certificates and Barocco wreaths. I got 1, 2, 3.5 pages worth of prizes. All that will happen on Saturday night. And how you can enter, one of two ways. You can email us something hunting related, maybe a hunting joke, maybe a shout out to someone. WCQM@civicmedia.us. We'll read those during our hunting show, which will be on the air tonight after the Bucks after 8. Or you can call us live during the show. Either way, you get one entry per day. It's fun. We have a lot of fun. We'll archive the last couple night shows also at 98qcountry.com. We'll have that on for you here probably. It's still downloading. A little later on this morning, you can check in and listen back to how funny you were.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, it's back. Jesus and Josefina's award-winning homemade chili. Add to it a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Now offering raspberry and peach teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount.
Oh, look, Sam, do you see the 30-pointer?
Here's hoping you have better luck this hunting season. But if you happen to get your 30-pointer with your new truck, trust Worgus Auto and Truck Center. 24-hour towing and roadside service. Free body shop estimates. Free loaner car while we are repairing yours. Worgus Auto and Truck Center, because sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Highway 13 in Phillips. 339-3313.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Good times, great country.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let it rip.
98Q Country.
Loaded gun.
My
air at 98.3. Online.